From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Public health officials are getting more and more nervous about what's happening with bird flu in Asia. The continent is dealing with the biggest bird flu outbreak in history. The highly lethal virus has infected nearly four dozen people, and many experts think it's only a matter of time before it adapts and gains the ability to spread easily from human to human. That would be a catastrophe of epic proportions. Scientists who study viruses say they don't know what a pandemic strain would look like. So as NPR's Richard Knox reports, they're planning to create one in the laboratory.
Klaus Stohr is the World Health Organization's top flu expert. He's baffled by the bird flu virus. It's been circulating in Asia for nearly 8 years. By now, Stohr expected some of the bird viruses would have swapped some genes with human flu viruses. That's called reassorting, and it happens all the time.
We are surprised to see that this virus is not reassorting as it should, as all laboratory and all scientific data would suggest. What is important now is to really better understand what is the risk for reassortment from this virus, and that cannot be established in the field. That has to be investigated in laboratories.
In fact, scientists in labs at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did do some tinkering with the bird flu virus several years ago. They created some hybrids of bird-human flu viruses, but they put that work aside because of other pressing problems. Nancy Cox is the CDC's chief flu researcher. She says the world has been lucky that the bird flu virus has not acquired the genetic changes it needs to spread easily from person to person.
While to some extent it is a bit reassuring, there is so much that we don't know that we absolutely must press forward, doing everything that we can to be prepared for the potential of the next pandemic that could occur with the H5N1 viruses.
The CDC is eager to begin a new series of experiments to swap various genes between bird and human flu viruses.
We are looking to see which of the gene combinations might confer transmissibility or other properties. We would then know what to look for in the field. We would be able to more immediately identify a dangerous virus that really truly had pandemic potential.
But of course, that dangerous laboratory virus could touch off a global flu pandemic if it escaped. So Cox says elaborate biosecurity precautions will be taken. She doesn't think CDC researchers will have to wear spacesuits as they do when working with untreatable viruses like Ebola, but they will don special air-filtering masks and undergo security clearance before going into an airtight Level 3 biosecurity lab to fiddle with the flu viruses. Working out those precautions will take until sometime next year. Cox says there's no time to lose.
I think it is urgent that we go ahead and begin these experiments as soon as possible so that we have the knowledge that we need to know what to look for in the field.
But some think the CDC may be moving a little too fast. Alisa Harris is with the University of Maryland's Center for Security Studies.
What concerns me and other people is that this work is proceeding in the United States and overseas without any apparent effort to weigh the potential risks against the potential benefits.
Harris thinks an international panel of independent experts with no personal stake in the flu experiments should review the plans. Even scientists who support the risky experiments aren't sure researchers are clever enough to construct a pandemic virus prototype in time to do any good. Linda Lambert directs influenza research at the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
It's important to try to understand essentially how much time we have. I think that if we went into the laboratory and we figured out that there was only one possible combination that would allow that virus to suddenly acquire the ability to spread from person to person. But I suspect by the time you identify that mutation in the laboratory and you identify that signature sequence or that trademark, that nature will have beat us to it.
Still, proponents of the flu virus experiments are convinced they have to run the race. Richard Knox, NPR News.